There is a conversation happening among men over 60 that most people outside that circle never hear clearly enough to understand what is actually being said. It is not a conversation about not wanting companionship. It is not a conversation about being closed off or damaged or incapable of genuine connection. It is a very specific and very carefully considered conversation about one particular decision that smart men over 60 are making with increasing consistency and increasing conviction, never letting a woman move into their home. And the reasons behind that decision are not emotional. They are not bitter. They are not the result of too many bad experiences turning a man against the world. They are rational. They are informed. They are backed by a level of real-world consequence that most people who have never lived through them do not fully understand until it is far too late to apply what they learned. This video covers exactly why smart men over 60 are making this decision. All of it, clearly, without apology, and without the sugarcoating that has kept too many men from understanding the real stakes until the cost was already irreversible. The first reason is the legal exposure that cohabitation creates is far greater than most men realize until they are already inside it. Most men over 60 are aware of divorce law in a general sense. They know what marriage costs when it ends because a significant number of them have already paid that cost firsthand. But what a much smaller number of men fully understand before it becomes personally relevant is that in many parts of the country, a woman does not need to be married to a man to acquire legal rights over his property, his assets, and his financial future. 7 states currently recognize common law marriage. In those states, a couple that lives together and presents themselves publicly as a couple can be treated by the courts as legally married, regardless of whether they ever stood in front of anyone and said a single word about commitment. Palimony claims are recognized in approximately 30 additional states. Dependency claims that establish a legal right to financial support based on a pattern of provision during cohabitation are potentially available in every state in the country. And in several states, a cohabiting partner acquires tenant rights that require formal eviction proceedings to enforce even when her name is not on the lease or the deed. A man over 60 who allows a woman to move into his home is not just making a lifestyle decision. He is potentially making a legal and financial decision with consequences that can reach his retirement accounts, his property, his pension, and everything he spent decades rebuilding. The legal system did not protect him the first time. There is no compelling reason to believe it will protect him differently the second time. That lesson was expensive enough to only need learning once. The second reason is that a man's home is the headquarters of his peace, and peace once disrupted inside your own home is the most expensive thing you will ever try to recover. A man over 60 who has spent years building a life inside his own space has created something that most people fundamentally underestimate. Not just a physical environment, a carefully calibrated ecosystem of silence, routine, independence, and personal sovereignty that took years to build and that functions as the foundation of everything else that makes his life genuinely his own. The temperature is his. The schedule is his. The silence belongs to him. The refrigerator contains exactly what he chose to put in it. The morning begins exactly as he designed it, without negotiation or adjustment or the management of another person's preferences, before he has had his first cup of coffee. And the moment another person moves into that space, all of it becomes subject to negotiation in ways that start subtly and escalate consistently. The small adjustments come first. The routine shifts slightly to accommodate someone else's rhythm. The silence gets interrupted by someone else's schedule. The space that felt entirely his begins to feel shared in ways that were never explicitly agreed upon, but that happen anyway because that is what shared space does, regardless of the intentions of the people inside it. And recovering that original configuration, once it has been disrupted inside your own home, is almost never possible without ending the relationship entirely. A man over 60 who has found genuine peace inside his own home is not being selfish by protecting it. He is being the most intelligent version of himself. The third reason is what happens to the relationship dynamic itself the moment a woman moves in, and it almost never happens the way either person expected it would. Before cohabitation, a man over 60 holds a specific kind of relational balance that he rarely consciously recognizes until it is gone. He has his space, she has hers. The relationship exists in the territory between those two spaces, and both people enter it voluntarily and leave it voluntarily. That voluntary quality gives the dynamic an equality and a naturalness that feels sustainable and genuinely mutual, because it is. Both people are choosing to be present every single time they are present. Neither person is trapped by logistics or obligation or the complexity of shared habitation. But the moment a woman moves into a man's home, that voluntary quality changes in ways that are both immediate and almost impossible to reverse. She is now inside his space full time. Her presence is no longer a choice she makes each time. Her departure is no longer simple, and the man who felt like an equal partner in his own relationship before she moved in frequently discovers that he feels like something closer to a landlord, a provider, and a permanent accommodator inside his own home after she does. That shift in dynamic is not anyone's fault. It is simply what cohabitation produces. And smart men over 60 understand that protecting the voluntary quality of the relationship by keeping separate spaces is not a failure of commitment. It is the most intelligent way to preserve the dynamic that made the relationship worth having in the first place. If this is making you think differently about a decision you are currently facing, hit the like button and drop a comment below. Because this conversation is one that most men over 60 need to have, and almost nobody is having it clearly enough or honestly enough to actually protect the men who need to hear it most. Keep watching, because the next reasons get into the specific dynamics that most men never see coming until they are already inside them. The fourth reason is the financial dynamic that develops inside a shared household, regardless of how clearly both people understood their individual financial boundaries before the move happened. This is the reason that catches the most men off guard, because it almost never arrives in the form they were expecting. It does not usually begin with demands or pressure or obvious financial overreach. It begins with needs, small ones at first, the kind that feel entirely reasonable in the context of a relationship that is going well and that a generous man accommodates without giving them much thought. But shared households have a financial gravitational pull that moves consistently in one direction, regardless of the intentions of the people inside them. Expenses expand, financial boundaries blur, contributions become assumed rather than agreed upon. The man who was accommodating small needs in the early months finds himself 12 months later inside a financial arrangement that nobody explicitly agreed to, but that has become the operating assumption of the relationship in ways that are both difficult to discuss and difficult to reverse. A man over 60 who has rebuilt his finances after a previous relationship, who has a home and a retirement and assets that represent decades of work, is not in a position to allow that gravitational pull to operate unchecked inside his own space. The financial protection that keeping a separate household provides is not a romantic gesture. It is the most important financial boundary he can maintain at this stage of his life. And the moment that boundary dissolves through the logistics of shared habitation, it rarely gets reestablished without a conversation that costs the relationship more than the boundary was worth. The fifth reason is what smart men over 60 call the visibility problem. Before a woman moves in, both people present a curated version of themselves to each other. Not dishonestly, just naturally. The way all people present themselves when they know they will be returning to their own space at the end of the interaction. There is a natural effort, a natural consideration, a natural awareness of the other person that exists, precisely because the time together is finite and chosen rather than permanent and assumed. But the moment cohabitation begins, that curation ends and everything underneath it becomes visible simultaneously. The habits that were endearing in small doses become features of the permanent environment. The quirks that seem charming during visits become daily realities that require daily accommodation. And the version of herself she presented during the relationship before moving in, the version he chose, begins to give way to the full, unedited version that only emerges when there is nowhere else to go and no reason to maintain the presentation. Smart men over 60 have lived long enough to know that the full unedited version of a person is the only version that actually matters. And they have also lived long enough to know that discovering that version inside your own home, after she has already moved in, is a fundamentally different and far more expensive experience than discovering it over time, while both people still have the option of returning to their own separate spaces. The sixth reason is the one that ties everything together, and that smart men over 60 understand more clearly than anyone who has not lived through the specific combination of experiences that produces this clarity. At this stage of life, a man's home is not just a physical asset. It is not just a space he owns and maintains and has the right to control. It is the physical manifestation of everything he survived, everything he rebuilt, everything he protected, and everything he chose for himself after the years when he was choosing for everyone else. It is the one place on earth where everything is exactly as he decided it should be, without compromise, without negotiation, and without the management of another person's needs competing with his own. Every piece of furniture is where he put it. Every routine runs as he designed it. Every morning begins on his terms, and every evening ends on his schedule. And allowing another person to move into that space is not just a lifestyle decision or a relationship milestone. It is a decision to share the most protected and the most carefully built space in his entire life with someone who has not yet demonstrated over sufficient time and with sufficient consistency that she deserves that level of access to everything it represents. Smart men over 60 understand this, and they protect it accordingly. Not because they do not want connection, not because they are closed or damaged or incapable of genuine intimacy, but because they have lived long enough to understand exactly what they built, exactly what it cost them to build it, and exactly what it would cost them to lose it to a decision made too quickly in a moment that felt different from what it actually was. The connection worth having does not require sharing a home. It requires sharing something far more valuable than a physical space. It requires sharing the kind of honesty, the kind of genuine mutual respect, and the kind of demonstrated character over time that makes a man over 60 decide on his own terms and in his own time that someone has earned access to the most important space in his life. And that decision, when it comes from that place, is the only version of it that is ever worth making. Comment below and tell me whether this changed how you think about this decision. And like the video, if this said something that needed to be said clearly and without apology to the men who needed to hear it most.